What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Bill Ryder with you. I love Jared Greenberg. By the way, I said this the other day, but I'm going to say it now for his benefit because he is listening. NBA on TNT reporter, NBA TV host and reporter. I already like Crunch Time. It's great. But it was amazing on Sunday. It was amazing as the season was getting closed out. Mr. Greenberg on Twitter, Jared S. isn't super. Jared S. Greenberg, welcome to the 2 months of your life where you don't sleep. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, man, I'm literally laying out clothes in my bedroom right now and putting together about 17 different suit combinations because I have no idea how long I'm leaving home for. I'm leaving tomorrow and no idea how long I'm going for. But thank you for the Crunch Time compliment. It was awesome to have you on. I felt your presence watching on Sunday.
I was going to text you a bunch like my producer did, but I thought, oh, no, you're on the air live. But I was like, you were great, dude. It was outstanding. I like Tommy. Like, hey, Jared, what's up? Can you come on? Do you want to hang out? Do you know what the Wordle is today? No, Jared's busy. Jared's currently busy. Are you a check a bag guy? Because I still carry on, which makes it real hard when I hit the road for 2 months.
I am a carry on guy, but this time of the year, I am a two suitcases get checked this time of the year.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna get out there with it. I'll put the underwear and the socks and the t-shirts in the backpack. So when TSA checks, sometimes they look at me like, "What are you doing, bro?" It's like I got a lot of shirts over there in that suitcase. Leave me alone. All right, let's get Jared Greenberg on the show.
At least we know we confirmed the question about whether you wear underwear or not. That's good.
Me undies. They sponsored a thing I did a long time ago. They're life changing. I'll send you some as a present. They're incredible, game changer. All right, this is the big story.
Well, that might be the creepiest thing anybody's ever said to me.
That's what they're called. They're so comfortable, man. It's like an angel is. I don't know. Let's shift gears because it's getting weird up in here.
Sure.
And when I'm uncomfortable with how weird it is, we've crossed the – meanwhile, Tom looks horrified. Yeah, Tom, don't write Jared Greenberg when he's doing Crunch Time, you know, whether or not he likes this shirt or that shirt better. He's not your stylist. So the Warriors – I have sort of two minds about the Warriors, or at least last night I did. Last night it was everyone that's over, the dynasty's crumbled. Yeah, maybe, but at least for me, Jared, anything can happen in a single game. The Kings made almost half of their three-point shots. Obviously, Klay Thompson had a brutal, brutal night. But with a little perspective, at least I woke up today thinking, all right, the talk about the Warriors dynasty being over is legitimate. It's a legitimate conversation. What is your view of where the Warriors are and where you think they're going after this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. I was watching with vested interest because I'm going out to do the winner-take-all game on Friday now that we'll be Sacramento at New Orleans. So I was obviously really locked in. I think what we lose sight of this time of the year is we focus more on the names on the back of the jersey and the team name on the front of the jersey more than paying attention to what happened over the last, 6 months and 82 games. And realizing that even though the Warriors finished incredibly hot, got the 10 seed, that there's a reason why they were the 10 seed, right? And you know, prior to 3 or 4 years ago, they would have been way out of the playoffs and not even in this position before the play-in was created. So I think we kind of lose sight of that a little bit. But at the same time, like, I thought the Warriors were a really talented team. I think they highly underachieved. I think they deserve a lot of criticism for the way they performed this year. With that said, like, dynasties end. All good things come to an end. And the Warriors had an incredible run. Like, it's so funny. Some of the people, the way they're talking about the Warriors these days, it's almost like they're discounting the fact that they won, you know, 4 championships. Good. You're right. It's time to move on. It's time to figure out new things. And I think the organization was a little bit stubborn because they won a championship with this two-path mentality. having the veterans, having to develop the young guys. I think the organization, and I think most of the people within the organization would admit this, Bill, I think they've done a pretty bad job with developing talent in that organization. They have not gotten the productivity out of their young players like they thought they would have just by having this veteran presence around them. I think they deserve a lot of criticism for that. And I think absolutely it's time to move on from certain pieces. But I don't know that that means that Steph, Clay, and Draymond needs to move on, Bill. I think those three could come back if they could figure out the salary cap and add complementary pieces that make sense around them.
Jared Greenberg here on the show. Jared, I don't want to take away from Sacramento and their season and a really impressive game and a really impressive win. Now they've got that play-in that you're going to be at, that winner-take-all against a Pelicans team that a few weeks ago looked like, I mean, a few weeks ago, three or four, they were top 10 in offensive and defensive rating. They were cooking, right? They were sort of an under-the-radar sleeper. Now they're playing for their season. There's obviously a huge Zion question mark after he left that Lakers game late. How do you handicap this? How do you see this thing playing out on Friday?
Yeah, again, I mean, I don't mean to, you know, take the easy way out and make it a cop out here, but like these are two teams that again have been on roller coasters. The Kings up until last night were free falling. Like that Kings team last night looked like the Kings team that finished third in the West last year, not a team that was fighting for their playoff lives in the last couple of weeks of this regular season. And the Pelicans, you know, as you said, right? Like, you know, they were a team that we thought when at full strength and the way they were clicking, as you said, balanced on both offense and defense, they could make a run at the Western Conference Finals potentially. But again, this is like why these teams are in these situations, because they're consistently inconsistent. And this thing with Zion is just brutal. And the fact that, like, I don't know if you got as much amusement out of it as I did, and I'm glad Stan Van Gundy called out everybody. He was actually on the later game. He was on the Warriors-Kings game, but he was spot on by saying there's no chance it was, you know, lower leg soreness or leg soreness. Like, nobody in their right mind leaves a game of that nature with leg soreness, right? There was something significantly wrong, and clearly it's a hamstring injury of some sort, and we'll find out hopefully later today, you know, how much time he's going to miss, if at all. You know, I have a hard time believing somebody leaves a playoff game, or a postseason game, I should say, after scoring 40 points, having the best professional game of their career, and all of a sudden, 2 days later, they're going to be on a basketball court in a must-win stressful situation. I don't see it, but we'll see.
I'm 100% with you. Jared Greenberg here on the program. Jared, make sense of this for me. I had this conversation with Howard Beck the other day, and I'm interested in your view. We have so many teams that won at least 45 games. We have so many teams that won 50 games. I would argue we have in the play-in, and I know some of those teams are gone now, or one of them is, but even tonight, teams that are in the play-in, in the Sixers and the Heat's case, I think two teams, that have a legitimate chance to win series if they get the right matchups. Do you think that there is, or has been for the last 2 years, and we've gotten to this point, a level of parity that is unique, or is this just one season where that's what I'm seeing, and I'm seeing something that's not there?
Yeah, there's also seven teams that won less than 30 games, right? So I don't know, Bill. Like, I was not one of those people who was clamoring for parity. I enjoy greatness. I felt like I missed something, that I was a little bit too young to really immerse myself in the Jordan era in the 90s. Obviously, I remember watching. I don't think I was old enough to fully comprehend what was going on. I didn't allow myself to miss the moment with the Warriors. I think for anybody to overlook that, really missed out. Like, we're in sport. We're sports fans because we care about winning and losing. And I love, unless you're invested for one reason or another in a team or a player that's going against the Warriors, I appreciated what they had going on. I think right now we have a lot of, like, good teams. I don't know, like, if somebody other than Boston or Denver wins the championship this year, aren't we going to look at it and say, nah, like, that's a little weird. And for me, like, a one-off championship is great, and it's great for a fan base. It's great for a city. It's great for an organization. It's great for players' legacies. But we want to talk about teams that, like this Boston team or this Denver team, or ultimately at one point, I think this Oklahoma City team, maybe Minnesota, but more so Oklahoma City, like teams that have a runway where we're going to look at these guys for years to come and say they're going to compete for championships. And right now, like, I would be disappointed as a basketball fan. Not that I don't have a rooting interest, and I really don't care. There's a lot of cities I enjoy going to that are outside of Boston and Denver. But, like, if those two teams don't win a championship, don't we look at this season kind of side-eye?
Yeah, I don't think the Thunder will win a championship this year. I subscribe to that idea that they're too young. But I'm with you that it seems very likely that they will put themselves in a position in the years ahead to do that. Do you see the Thunder, and let me throw the Timberwolves into that same category, do you see those two teams with better chances of greatness this year than I do?
I think the Thunder caught an incredible break last night. Because, listen, again, you know, I feel like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth with you know, saying that the Lakers or Warriors could have done any damage. But I look much more favorably for the Thunder to get out of the first round against the Pelicans or the Kings than I would have if they had to face the Lakers or Warriors, just because of that experience factor. This Thunder team has defied logic this year. Like, anybody who tells you they had them finishing top three in the West is a liar. They didn't. and there are people walking around saying, yeah, I saw this coming. No, you did not this soon. You didn't. There's no chance you did. But the poise, the maturity that they play with, like, they don't bark at referees. They don't argue about calls. They get back on defense. They care about defense. They're high-fiving each other. The way they support each other genuinely after games, it looks like a high school or college team with how much joy they play with. They don't make stupid mental mistakes. They don't turn the ball over in crucial times. They're incredible in crunch time. Like, all of these things, you say, okay, we'll do it on the big stage when the lights are bright. Okay, yeah, so we got to see it. But I think that, listen, I wouldn't. Here's the thing about this NBA playoffs, and I'm going to broaden this real quickly, Bill. I think Boston and Denver have to make it to the conference finals in the East and West, respectfully. Anybody else who makes it to the conference finals or who loses in the first round, no surprise for me. Like, that's how weird this year has been and how unpredictable this playoffs is going to be.
And by the way, I kind of love it, talking to Jared Greenberg here on the show. Jared, I also, this is my view, and you obviously don't have to share it, you may not. I like the winner of the Knicks series against whoever they play, which will be the winner of Philly-Miami as their opponent, to make a run of the conference finals for a variety of reasons. If you're New York, between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, and I wouldn't like either, but you got to choose one, who would you rather play if you're the Knicks?
I think I'd rather play Miami, just from a pure talent standpoint. Like, if Joel Embiid is right, and this is a huge if, particularly this time of the year, he has literally been the best player in the NBA this year. He was running away with consecutive MVPs before he hurt his knee. And now, not only is it a big question with his knee this year, but his stamina in the playoffs has always been a question. He's the common denominator in this era of the process that has not gotten the Sixers out of the second round. With that said, he is the scariest player, when healthy, any team could face in the Eastern Conference right now. Any team. And so I'd rather go against Miami, and I think that there's some venom with New York trying to get back at Miami for what they did to him last year.
Who do you like in I think you and I discussed this. I've got a $1,000 dinner on this, and I'm not even sure how I feel about it anymore. Suns Timberwolves against my John Gonzalez, one of my podcast co-hosts, has the Timberwolves. I've got the Suns. How do you evaluate that series? And do you think I need to tell my wife about the bet? Do you think there's a chance I have to pay it?
Well, it depends. Like, I don't know. Is it like one dinner, $1,000, or is it like the Seinfeld thing? You have to sue.
No, it's one. It's one dinner. Here's the good news. I've got four people that got to be at the dinner, and she lives in Miami, and we all live in L.A., so my plan is to never be available when she's here.
Don't be that guy.
I'll pay it. I think it's a coin flip, actually. I think the Suns absolutely can win this series.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing, again, you know, and this goes against common thought, but, you know, I don't love the Suns. I'm really troubled by the lack of offense with the Timberwolves.
Yes.
It really bothers me. You know, and they have guys that can score. And, you know, and the big question mark, like, there are two guys that I think it's and I understand why it's not really talked about on a national level right now, but Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, different situations, are going to be absolutely crucified this postseason with how their team performs. If the Timberwolves and or Cavaliers get bounced in the first round, the amount of tie back to their lack of success in the postseason in Utah is going to ramp up right away, and there's going to be an indictment on these two guys for the rest of their careers. Because I just, you know, as great of a defensive team as Minnesota is, you're not shutting out Phoenix, right? You're not shutting them out. So can you score with them? And I just don't know. Anthony Edwards is, but is Karl Anthony Towns, A, is he healthy? B, is he prepared in these moments to have these big games? And then who else can play at that level for him? I don't see it for Minnesota this year.
I agree. I wish it were the Lakers or the Warriors playing them for my bet, but it is not. It is the Suns, but I have some similar reservations about the Timberwolves. Jared, last one for you real quick. As you stare at your, I'm sure, very sharp 48 outfits that you're going to wear over the next two months as you average 3 hours of sleep a night, look into your crystal ball. Best guess, conference finals and finals predictions for me.
I am going to go in the East. I'm going to go against logic, against my gut. I'm going to go Boston, Philly. I shouldn't do it.
I love
right?
it.
Right? Yeah, I should not do it. And then in the West, I'm going to go. I'm obviously going to go Denver. I'm going to go Denver Clippers.
Really?
Yeah, I don't love it. Okay. I don't love anything I'm saying. Yeah.
Nuggets, Celtics face each other finals.
Yes.
Are we going to get lobster again? I didn't eat the lobster last time at the media thing.
Oh, my God.
I should have eaten it.
For anybody who doesn't know what Bill's talking about, can we just quickly just mention this? We get spoiled rotten as media members. The Boston Celtics put out this spread for the media that was unlimited fresh New England lobster. And it was like they were each 2.5 pounds, 3 pounds each lobster. It was disgusting.
Here's why I didn't eat it. I didn't know. I do now. I didn't know how to open a lobster, and I was like, I'll go for it. And then I walked by Sam Amick and Jeff Zilgit. Sorry, guys. I love those guys. And I'm pretty sure it was Sam, like, tried to do it, and a spray of lobster stuff flew and hit a guy's suit. And I just turned around and went right to the steak. Nope.
So I went to I'm not kidding about this. I went to a private room, took my lobster plate, FaceTimed my wife, and she walked me through how to properly eat a lobster without making myself look like a complete imbecile.
Straight respect. I'm going to track you down when we're at the finals in Boston for that help. Jared Greenberg, dude, great work all year long. I know it's marathon now. Hope you can enjoy it. You're killing it. You're crushing it. You deserve
it.
We'll be watching you on NBA on TNT and NBA TV. Thank you, pal.
Thank you, man. I look forward to having dinner with you. And you want to lose a bet with me so you can pay for my dinner?
Do you want to get in on this? Do you want to buy any of this Suns bet? Are you interested?
No, I just had a baby. My wife would absolutely, she would tell me to not come home if I got into this bet.
How about we just, we were going to do this last time and we didn't. Let's just get dinner one night at the finals. Let's just lock it in one night. And when it gets set, let's just get together. And wait, we got dinner, right? We got dinner in Denver together.
We did, yeah,
we did. Let's do it again.
All right,
I'm in.
All right,
and I'll tell Tom to stop texting you when you're sleeping or whatever on live TV or whatever's going on.
Tom can text me whenever he wants.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, talk to you guys.
All right, pal. Jared S. Greenberg on the show. I love Jared. Jared's great, man. Jared Greenberg is so good at his gig. Great guy. Tom, do you like that?
You threw me under the bus, man.
He already knew.
He did know, but he was nice enough not to say anything about it.
He was amused. I was amused. Wasn't even a big deal, but you're like, oh, no, I texted him.
Well, I told you I texted him. Then I said, oh, wait, it's going to be a few hours till I hear from him because he's doing this thing called live TV.
You get so worked up over nothing.
What do you mean?
You got to be easier on yourself there, pretty daddy RTY. All right. We got buy or sell with Mr. Sensitive over here, but also a great producer next on Rider Than You.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to Writer Than You.
Let's do buy or sell. I'm not even going to let Tom frame it because yesterday he totally botched it.
On the Infinity Sports Network.
Oh, you're so sensitive.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, how would you describe your music taste?
Eclectic.
I like it. One thing I've always done as a radio host is I've always just let the producer pick the music or the board op.
What are you trying to tell me?
Think about changing that.
Okay. Got it.
Well, not any criticism of yours. I was just thinking, should we start a thing where we all of our rejoin music is music you and I are actually listening to? Doesn't have to be new music, just whatever we happen to be listening to in the last 24 hours. Share our musical vibe, current vibe. Knead it into the show. You know, just get it in there.
Okay, okay. While my taste is eclectic, I do like lean towards like a hard rock.
Okay, I listened to some Tay-Tay yesterday. I put my old thing on shuffle, and I got a lot of love. Gonna take a lot of love. That came up. What else? Oh, that song, Somebody I Used to Know, where they sing about breaking up with each other, but
somebody
they have different views of it.
Somebody that I used to know.
Oh! I want that as a rejoin. Tomorrow.
Oh, man.
You play me singing all the time. I mean, sometimes we'd have some Bob Seger. Probably going to be a good amount of Rihanna because I'll just sometimes just rock the Riri. Oh, you know what I was listening to recently and someone said why and I said I wanted to. Miley Cyrus. Rock some Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Because she won an Emmy. Or not an Emmy. She won a Grammy. She won an Emmy. She might have won an Emmy, but she won a Grammy the other day and I thought I'll just go play. I bought that song, Flowers. You don't bring me flowers. That's not even how it goes.
That'll be a rejoin tomorrow too.
I need a montage of both of us singing, but you got to be in there prominently. All right?
Oh, man. All right.
Let's buy or sell this thing.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. In an interview with Time Magazine, Patrick Mahomes said he's not the GOAT. Quote, I've had at least one of the top three starts to a career. I'll put it that way. There are so many guys, they were at such a high level for such a long time. In order to be in that conversation, you have to do that on a year-to-year basis, end quote. Bill, buy or sell, Patrick Mahomes has to match Tom Brady's 7 Super Bowl rings to be considered the GOAT.
Sell.
Sell.
I think he could get to 6 rings. How many did Brady lose? 2? No, 3.
3. Two to the Giants,
one of the Eagles.
Yes.
I think he's got to get to 6 and play in 11 Super Bowls if he gets to 6. Buy or sell that Mahomes saying he's at one of the top 3 starts of all time means he also thinks he will be the GOAT.
Buy.
100% agree. I like it.
Buy.
I like the swagger. It's like you singing, but it's good. It's like me singing, but it's on tune.
Bill, speaking of swagger, let's get to some college football here. Shiloh Sanders, one of Deion Sanders' 2 sons on his Colorado football team, well, he took to Instagram to start recruiting. Quote, defense transfers, DM me. Offense transfers, DM at Shador Sanders, his brother. Bill, this all comes on the heels of just last month, Deion Sanders saying, I don't go to recruits. Recruits come to me. He doesn't go to high schools. He doesn't walk inside kids' living rooms. And remember, Colorado started off last season 3-0, and then they just won 1 of their last 9 games. So, Bill, I ask you, buy or sell, you are optimistic about Colorado next season.
Sell.
Sell.
When we got some more time, we might dive into this. I said this earlier in the show. Should have trusted my first instincts. Shouldn't have fallen for the glitz of the early start. Maybe I'm wrong. The guy is Deion Sanders, and this is his own words, does things his own way. And maybe that uniqueness masks my ability to see his brilliance as a program builder. But they are reconstructing on the fly entire parts of their team. Entire parts of the team just in the transfer portal. Poof, gone.
How can you be the son of the head coach and put that on IG?
I mean, here's the thing. The optics are bad, but it's the results that will matter. If it fills up with talented guys who actually arrive, I don't think it bodes well. But it is a TBD, to be determined.
All right, Bill.
Or TBD. Tom and Bill don't know. TBDK.
That's a mouthful.
So is at Pretty Daddy RTY.
What do you want?
But I love it. No, I like it.
I'm open to other ideas.
I like it.
I don't think you do. Bill, I'm going to get to some NBA here. Hoop ears.
Talk to me, Pretty Daddy RTY.
You didn't like that inflection change?
I did.
Bill, according to the Action Network, Toronto's Jontay Porter bet millions of dollars from 2021 to 2023, spending more than 1,000 bets, and was, quote, firing all the time as a VIP member of FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, Porter last played back on March 22nd, as the NBA has since launched an investigation into prop betting irregularities. Bill, buy or sell, if this report is true, the NBA needs to ban Jontay Porter for life.
I mean, buy.
If the buy.
Report is true, even remotely, if he plays a single bet on an NBA game and bet millions of dollars on other sports, and a single bet was an NBA game, he will be banned for life, would be my guess.
All right, let's keep things in the NBA here. I know you love these kind of questions. After 14 years in the NBA, Blake Griffin...
Oh, sorry. Who?
Blake Griffin?
Sell. Okay. But you can finish your question.
Sell.
I have a Blake Griffin story, but please continue.
Oh, boy. I think things are going to get aggressive. All right. Blake Griffin officially announced his retirement yesterday on social media. Now, Griffin did not play this season, but he is a six-time All-Star and made the NBA teams five times. Buy or sell, Blake Griffin should be a Hall of Famer.
Buy or sell, you knew. I got to ask this yesterday. Buy or sell, you knew Blake Griffin was still playing in the NBA.
Not this season. Not this season. So last year with the Celtics, question mark?
Sell.
Is Blake Griffin... I'm going to sell.
Sell.
Now, Basketball Reference has a probability index. They give him a 54.8%. Buy or sell, you want a quick, just my history with Blake Griffin.
Buy.
Did a three-way interview with Blake Griffin, Chris Paul, and DeAndre Jordan. That led to my wonderful relationship with Chris Paul. Blake Griffin got mad at me in the interview and reached down and turned off his microphone in the middle of the interview. Refused to speak to me. I may have gotten a little aggressive about it on the radio. One time at a place called Petros, ironically. I worked with a guy named Petros. He was interesting. At an unrelated Greek restaurant called Petros in Manhattan Beach, I was with actually a radio producer who used to work for Jim Rome, and I had been drinking a lot, and there was no one else there, and two tables over was someone who had been drinking a lot, and we eyed each other, and you could hear us both being like, I don't know that guy, and that other guy was Blake Griffin. Buy or sell, you think I heeded my wife and friend's advice not to go talk to Blake Griffin?
Sell.
Oh, you're wrong. I did heed that advice.
Man, I was confident I got that one right.
Remember when Blake Griffin threw the water on the fan but pretended it was on accident?
I do.
My interactions were my interactions. Did not love my interactions with Blake Griffin. And felt really bad for him when his career went from the heights of Los Angeles to the doldrums, though. I'm serious. That's brutal.
Do you regret not walking over there having had a few adult beverages?
No, I'm glad I did not. Okay. That's maturity. If I had been sober, I would have 100%. It was a Friday night. I would have 100% walked over and had the conversation I wanted to have when he dodged me a few years earlier, which would have been respectful. Just, hey, I didn't appreciate how you handled yourself in that situation. I understand you didn't like the question that I asked. Can we talk about it? Although if he had been drunk, I probably would have left him alone. Buy or sell, that's a good story.
Buy.
Well, I don't know. Why am I selling it?
You thought I was going to sell that?
I also once went to a random restaurant in Santa Monica and had to wait outside. It was one of those places that didn't take, it was a lunch restaurant thing. So you just, like, sit against, there's a what am I trying to say? There's like an area with like rocks that are like 4 feet high and there's shrubbery behind you, whatever I'm trying to say, a wall thing. And I sat down, and do you know who was sitting right next to me? Blake Griffin. Would you like to know how much we spoke? We didn't speak to each other at all.
You didn't talk about the wall thing?
I got in first, too. I got my name on the list after him. They called me first. Take that, Blake. Scrambled eggs for me.
Got a weird life, man.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Bill, one more Hoops one for you here. According to multiple reports, Kawhi Leonard will get the 12th and final roster spot on Team USA for the Olympics this summer in Paris. Now, it's a roster that includes LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and will be coached by Steve Kerr. Bill, since I know you love the Olympics oh so much, buy or sell Team USA will pique your interest this summer.
Well, I'm going to have to work during it. That'll pique my interest. I mean, the honest answer is sell. I mean, I know I'm supposed to pretend. I don't care. Should I? I actually care about the non-basketball Olympics. So, a little. That's not really that true either. I care a little.
I don't think you care.
I covered the 2012 London Olympics, and they made me cover gymnastics. They made me cover gymnastics for 3 months before, and it was amazing. It was I loved it. So I actually now can watch gymnastics and know what's going on. I'm kind of like an expert. But I don't know. Also, the Olympics are going to be in Paris, so they're going to be, 6 hours ahead of you and 9 hours ahead of me?
Yeah.
So you get the morning events will be pretty good time.
As I think about it, I'm not really that interested.
Yeah,
either.
Buy or sell, you care about the Olympics.
Yeah.
Sell.
I do enjoy the Winter Olympics more so than the Summer Olympics.
That's weird. Why?
I think it looks cooler on TV.
Okay. I've never covered a Winter Olympics. The Summer Olympics is fun, though. Buy or sell, you and the wife might go to Paris.
Sell.
For the Olympics.
Come on, man. You've met me. You've spoken to me. No chance.
I was talking to somebody behind me.
Sucker! Get ready. I'm about to say a lot of words.
I almost swore on the air. You're
I'm a good friend.
What you are. You're what you are.
All right, Bill. In case you didn't know,
Tom, I'm actually not amused, dude. What am I currently wearing right now?
A Barcelona.
Just read
pullover.
Your question without being obnoxious about it, please.
I'll try, but it's really hard for me to do that. PSG rallied from a 1-0 hole and a 4-2 aggregate deficit. Oh, man, soccer facts. With 4 unanswered goals against Barcelona yesterday to win 4-1. PSG advances to the Champions League semifinals because of a 6-4 aggregate advantage. Bill, buy or sell, yesterday was the angriest you've been as a sports fan in years.
Until this moment right here, bye.
Bye.
All right, Smarty Pants, why did Barcelona lose? What was the critical thing that happened that changed everything and turned into a Bartman game?
There was a big-time red card in the first half.
Yeah, and Araujo. Araujo.
This was the most soccer research I have done on a buy or sell question ever.
I watched the match. I know you think it's funny. It's actually good for me to remember how hard it is for people when the team they love have their heart broken. I'm not wrong on Doc Rivers, and I do take some glee in his difficulties because I haven't found him to be very nice. But Milwaukee, I'm sorry. Like, it is a good reminder how much people love the teams they actually love, how emotional they are. Yeah, I was I actually couldn't sleep last night over it. I was so tired, and I couldn't fall asleep for a while thinking about it. I know you think it's funny. Heartbreaking.
I don't think it's funny. I would never think it's funny. I don't want to see you in pain.
This makes you a bad guy. I'm just telling you, like, you've crossed over into bad guy. I deserve it. It's fine. I deserve it. I understand karma. Fine. Bad guy territory. You.
You know what? Let's not end the segment today on heartbreak. Let's squeeze in one more question. Let's get those positive vibes back.
I swear to God, if it's a Barcelona question, you're out.
It's not. I'm going to move on to God.
Can I call in sick for you? Yeah, Tom's calling in. Nope. Tom's calling it nope Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Is he ill? He's nope. All right, what do you got?
All right, Bill. Sunday's final round of the Masters averaged 9.59 million viewers on CBS, a nearly 23% decline from just last year. Bill, buy or sell the PGA Tour live golf drama is to blame for the decline in ratings.
It's a really good question. So I will sell that that's
it. Sell.
So a few things were going on. On Sunday, which is supposed to be golf's biggest day of the year, Sunday at the Masters, there was an NBA final season, final regular season day that used to be garbage, was riveting. That had to have taken away and detracted. That's about all I got. It's not good because CBS is my other employer.
Scottie Scheffler's boring. He's boring. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's what makes him a good golfer.
He's a good
but
golfer.
But he's boring.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a combination of things. When was the WNBA draft? That was Monday?
Monday night, yep.
Yeah. That won't do it, though. I can't point to that. Trying to defend golf. Man, you
what did I do now?
That Barca thing was really, really rough.
Four-line soccer question from me.
I actually opened Buy or Sell this morning and saw it and just closed Buy or Sell. I saw the words Barcelona. I just closed it. I respected it because it is something worth talking about, but
I feel like me and you are in a good place.
It's one of those things where my wife wanted to argue with me about something, and I just was right after, and I basically said, not now, please. I don't know if I said please. I can't remember the exact word that came out. Let's say it was please. And Lori's response was, it over a soccer match? And it was, I just didn't respond. I had a guy, I had a buddy of mine, whatever, guy, he used to be a buddy, wanted to text me about it. And I thought my response was, hey, man, I'm so angry right now, I can't actually talk or text about it. And he just kept texting me. So I'm not going to speak to him for about a year.
See, I would never do that to you.
You're a bad guy, Tom. Let's get into the Eastern. You're a great guy, Tom. That didn't feel true. Let's get into the Eastern Conference play-in games here on the show, including some predictions after we get a sports flash from Andrew Bogish.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into Writer Than You. What's up? Bill Writer with you on this Wednesday. By the way, on CBS Sports Network, 2 o'clock Eastern today, Beyond the Arc, the podcast, will be live for the first time. Let's go. Bella B is going to Barcelona next month, and I gave her several recommendations. She wanted to know if I bought tickets for the pre-match party BarcaFest. I don't even know what that is. I didn't. Dude, Barcelona is so great. Bella B, I think I X'd this at you. Is that how we say it? I X'd it at you? I tweeted at you? X is such a dumb name. I X'd it at you. You're going to go want to go to Barmoot, you're going to want to go to Restaurant Martinez. You know who I gave a bunch of advice to on Barcelona?
I do, actually.
Anthony Gallo.
Yeah.
Who works for WFAN, our big old sister station. Like, big older sister. Who can be mean sometimes, but powerful. 7 years older sister. Or brother. If you want to, you know, do that. What did Gallo say? Did I get a good review?
Do you think he really took you up on all the advice he gave him?
He sent me photos from several of the places I recommended.
Okay, I never followed up with him. I don't really speak.
You
to
don't.
Him
you
on
don't
a
know.
Basis.
Yeah, no, you don't. You don't talk to him a lot. You don't want to talk to him a lot.
You
avoid talking to him. I think he's great. He's one of my favorite people in the. But you avoid because he talks.
He likes to talk. Yeah.
And you don't like to be spoken to.
I don't.
Of, at, or with anyone.
That's correct.
Yeah. You don't like words.
He's normally going in one direction. I go in the opposite.
You can attest to the fact that when I'm in the office, as I will be next week for a few days, knowing you don't want to interact with him, I will call him over
from
and
the
say,
other side of the room.
Gallo.
Hey, Gallo.
And sometimes if I have to use the restroom or I pretend I do or I have to go get a coffee, I'll say, Gallo, did you tell Tom about X? And then I'll just get up and walk away. And I'll come back 10 minutes later and he's still talking to you. And you have aged 7 years.
You're a good friend.
I'm a great friend. I am a great friend. We got some NBA games tonight. So one thing that we have learned, and it's not new. This isn't a new reality. We learned it yesterday, and we learned it really on Friday and Sunday as the regular season came to a conclusion. Those games were significant. Single game sample sizes mean anything. Anything can happen. The Spurs can beat the Nuggets, which they did last Friday. The Kings can not just beat but crush the Warriors. It happened last night. Injuries can happen. I'm not rooting for it, but we always talk about what's going to happen. Zion goes down in that fourth quarter with that hamstring injury, and the Lakers win largely or at least certainly because of it. Their certainty of winning became a certainty when he went down. They might have won the Pelicans had he not gotten hurt. So you got Heat at Sixers tonight, the early game. I love early. I love it when it's East Coast, Central Coast teams because on my time, Tom, 4 and 6:30. Let's go. I like the Sixers. Either team can win this game. Winner plays the Knicks. Not an easy road in the East for anybody. And then you've got the who cares game, unless you're in Chicago or Atlanta, which means the Bulls or the Hawks, whoever wins that game, is going to beat the other team and then make some crazy run, right? No, they're not. I got to beat the Celtics. Can you imagine if the Hawks or the Bulls beat the Boston Celtics?
Ain't happening.
Are you good? Now, these games are early enough, Tom, that you can be up for both these games. You going to watch both these games?
I love that this is the talking point of these games. Yes, but as you stated,
I'll be texting you.
It is the who cares game.
Let's do some fourth quarter texting. I'm excited. We can like kind of game plan during the end of the Hawks Bulls today. Me and you.
I'm excited that we're friends because you're so kind to me.
Thank you. What? Is it unkind to ask an accountant to do your taxes? Is it unkind to ask your boss to give you an evaluation? Is it unkind to ask the barista for a coffee? Is it unkind to ask your producer to be your buddy and talk sports during the game he's watching?
No, that's why I said you're very kind.
You're the best. Sixers. I got Sixers over the Heat. I got Bulls over Atlanta. And then I've got the Heat beating Chicago. And then I've got the Heat maybe beating the Celtics. I think the Heat could push Boston, man.
You really think they could push Boston?
Yes. I think Boston might be a force of nature, but that is untested and unproven. I don't know if they're a real diamond or one of those stupid fake diamonds they keep doing commercials. They do these sappy commercials that are pretty good, so I thought, oh, what is this? Fake diamonds, because you don't have any money. I mean, no. So my point is, are they going to crumble under the pressure because they're fake diamonds? I'm going to buy my grandmother a fake diamond to show her how much I love her? No, I'm not. I'm also not going to buy her a real diamond. She's my grandma. I'm going to give her a hug. Why would you buy anybody a fake diamond?
I bought my wife fake rubies. I didn't know they were fake. They were still very expensive.
Did you get ripped off?
Well, no. It clearly stated that it was. I just missed that part.
They're fake rubies?
Yeah.
Was she disappointed?
A little bit, but she tried to hide it so like I didn't start like crying.
You gonna cry now?
Very expensive.
Yeah, that. I'm not sure how to respond to that.
Okay.
That's a big share.
Okay. It felt like the right moment.
We got rubies. We fake rubies. We got fake diamonds. Who are the fake teams tonight? Who's winning these games? You got a prediction there? Tom, you got 12 seconds.
I'm going Atlanta and Philly.
All right. That's why he's pretty daddy RTY. Thank you for listening. I'm Bill Ryder. We appreciate you. There's a good chance. 50%. We'll see you here tomorrow on Ryder Than You.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.